Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware Hawk baseball team, number 10 in Class 3A, had their record go to 9-2 last night with a Wabak Conference Cross Division split with the Raiders of Williamsburg. The Hawks took Game 1 by the score of 4-2. Luke Kuerly with his fourth home run of the season. It came in a four-run fifth inning for the Hawks as they were able to come back after they were down 2-0 at that point. Kuerly also went the complete game and picked up his third win of the season, moving his record to 3-0 as he stymied the Raider offense for the most part, only allowing one hit and striking out 8. Game 2 saw the Hawks fall behind early 1-0 before coming back and taking a 2-1 lead into the 6th when the Raiders struck for 3 runs. They went on to win the contest by the score of 4-2. Game 1 took 1 hour and 37 minutes. Second game, 1 hour and 45 minutes. Williamsburg improved their record to 6-5. Hawks senior Kyle Cole had 3 hits on the night. He shared his new approach at the plate with me and also talked about what it's going to take for the Hawks to fare well the rest of the week with quality competition against Waverly Shellrock, Beckman, and Dubuque Wallard.
Changed a few things mentally. I kind of simplified it. Short swing to the plate, see the ball, hit the ball, and one-way approach kind of works out well. So, you know, putting runs up for the team overall just helps a lot. We just got to keep playing small ball, keep being in there mentally, having our dugout be great as always. I believe any game is winnable. It's just a team effort overall, just doing what we need to do everywhere.
Williamsburg fifth-year head coach Nate King got his second win against his alma mater last night, the first ever in Manchester at the Beckman Sports Complex, the field he used to play at as a 2008 grad, a junior on that 2007 state title team. Afterwards, Coach King explained to me how it feels to come back home, especially now coaching against his brother Ryan King and one of his former coaches, Kevin Werner.
It's always fun. Kevin running the program now, you know, he was one of my biggest influences, him and Coach Morrison, you know, going through the programs, and it's great to see Kevin kind of put his stamp on this program. And you can tell what he's doing with all the little things that, you know, this team does. Talk to him a lot and have a lot of respect for everything that he's done for me, and really enjoy coming up here now. Always have, but I really enjoy coming up here and playing against these guys.
The former WD player and coach head coaching tour continues tonight at the complex as BJ Hermson comes in as a head coach for the first time with Waverly Shellrock. JV varsity contest starting with the JV game at 5 o'clock. We'll have coverage of that varsity game on our website at kmch.com. In other coverage, area Wamac Conference play from last night in baseball, Independence beat Mount Vernon in Game 1, 4-0. Indy thumped Mount Vernon in Game 2 by the score of 14-1. Beckman traveled to South Tama, taking down the Trojans in the first contest, 12-1. The second one a little closer, but the Blazers prevailed 6-3. In Tri-Rivers Conference play, Edco swept Springville 8-6. And 15-0, it was North Lynn all over Midland, 11-0 and 17-0. In the River Valley Conference, Cascade held off their rival Monticello 6-2 at home. In MVC play, Western Dubuque traveled to Dubuque Senior and took down the Rams 19-3 and 10-2. In softball from last night, Independence fell to Mount Vernon in 2 games, 4-0 and 4-3 on the road in Mount Vernon. In the TRC, East Buchanan over Cal Wheat 7-4 and 3-1. It was Edco splitting with Springville. The Orioles win game 1, 3-0. Edco came back and got the nightcap 7-4. North Lynn all over Midland by the scores of 13-0 and 10-3. In the RVC, Anamosa was beaten by Comanche at home 5-3. It was Cascade edging Monticello on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 7th inning. In Cascade, Cougars prevailed over the Panthers 5-4. And in the MVC at Farley Park, Western Dubuque beat Cedar Falls 3-2 and 9-3. The West Delaware softball team returns to action tonight in Dyersville, taking on Beckman. Bill Logan will be there and will have all of the doubleheader coverage starting a little before 5:30 right here from KMCH Sports on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. The girls' state soccer tournament got underway yesterday at the County Stadium in Des Moines. In Class 1A play, center point Urbana fell to Davenport Assumption by the score of 1-0. The boys' state tournament begins today with quarterfinal play at the complex. The Beckman Blazers will be in action against West Central Valley. That Class 1A quarterfinal will begin around 12:30. In national sports on the Major League Baseball scoreboard, interleague play, the Reds nip Boston 2-1. In the American League, the Twins and the Tigers played a doubleheader. Twins win 8-2. Tigers won 4-0. Cleveland over Kansas City 8-3. It was Seattle 10, Baltimore nothing. Yankees over the LA Angels 9-1. Texas 3, Tampa Bay 0. Toronto gets past the White Sox 6-5. And Oakland falls to Houston 3-1. In the National League, one game postponed because of weather out in Colorado, the Rockies and the Marlins. Mets blank Washington 10-0. It was the Cardinals over the Padres 3-2. Giants pass the Phillies 7-4. The Cubbies get a win over the Brewers 8-7. It was Arizona 8, Atlanta 7. Pittsburgh over the Dodgers 5-3. In the NHL playoffs, Colorado beats Edmonton in game one of that series 8-6. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.